Chances are, you're already a fan of games. Most Americans enjoy playing something, whether it's bowling with their local league, playing computer solitaire, or Angry Birds on their phone. Games can be a powerful force in our lives. Deborah Lieberman studies digital games at the University of California, Santa Barbara. She defines a game as
it's a rule-based activity that involves challenge to reach a goal, and it provides feedback on your progress toward the goal.
Lieberman and her colleagues try to figure out what makes a game good.
They provide a challenge that really makes us think and learn in order to get better and more skillful at addressing the challenge until we win. It's a perfect storm for engaging people in trying to win and achieve in a game and to learn along the way.
She's especially interested in health games, games that are designed to improve a person's well-being. They exist for all kinds of conditions.
Cancer, adherence to cancer treatment, chronic conditions such as asthma, diabetes, heart disease. We're seeing games for physical therapy. There are cognitive and neurotherapeutic games, games for autism, ADD.
And there's some promising research to indicate that well-designed health games can make people healthier. One example is a game called Remission, a game in which the player kills cancer cells. It's designed to help children in cancer remission feel empowered against the disease and to stick to their medications, medications which can be extremely burdensome to take. Richard Tate is the Vice President of Communications and Marketing at Hope Labs, the creators of Remission.
A lot of health behavior is really tied to our attitudes and our motivation. And so social experiences, our psychological experiences, are the things that really drive how we behave in the world. Apps and mobile games that really focus on the experience of the user and begin to shift attitudes about particular health issues or conditions, that's what really moves the needle in terms of those health outcomes that we're after.
Tate says that health games are in a blossoming phase, and we're likely to see more of them as technology becomes a key delivery mechanism in healthcare. So who's developing these games? Many efforts are philanthropic. Some are used at home, on a phone, in a hospital, or in a therapeutic setting. Games designed to get people moving and exercising are built on platforms like Nintendo's Wii or Microsoft's Kinect. Lieberman says insurance companies are even getting in the proverbial game.
There's some evidence that if your insurance company is providing games and interesting media, that you're less likely to churn to go to the next insurance provider. So it might keep people loyal as well as being helpful. And it's also a way, some games actually collect data on the player and that goes into the record on how well they're doing on the game and what they're reporting about their daily activity or their outcomes. So it can be a way for players to provide data that's useful to the insurance company as well.
While that makes some uncomfortable, since it could be used to manipulate consumer behavior, others see it as a potentially useful incentive to encourage healthier decisions. Whatever the feeling, health games and health tracking devices are here to stay. While most health games currently target a specific condition and seek to help people manage that disease, games are beginning to emerge that try to prevent disease and keep people active and healthy. There may be such a game on your personal electronic devices very soon. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.